Yesterday we began the Mishnah, which tells us in the case of Shnei Milchus and Betelis, the halacha is Yachloku B'Shvua. We began to discuss two very different ways of understanding this psak of Yachloku. One possibility, very simply, is Yachloku means it's Betorah Safek. You have a case of Mamon Amut of a Safek, and you cannot be Machriya. Is it A? Is it B? So therefore, the halacha is Chokin. And maybe one can understand Yachloku in that sense, similar to the Mishnah of Bava Kamma and Daf Mem Vav. You have a case of Shor Shenaga Kesapara. We know the Shor is responsible for the Misa of the Para, but what about the Vlad? The Vlad was killed as a result of the Negicha, or maybe the animal miscarried before the Negicha. The answer is, according to Simchis, Mamon Amut of the Safek Cholkin was later in the Gemara and Daf Beis. What exactly does that mean? That we say Cholkin, Cholkin. You mean that half of the blood was killed as a result of Negicha, the other half was not? Obviously not. We're not being Machriya, and therefore the Psak is Betoras Vada in any shape or form, but rather, how is it that you handle a Safek? If you can be Mevarer, you know, I will tell you that's the first here, Bir HaSafek. If you cannot be Mevarer, you know, the Torah has to tell us, how is it that one is Noe, given the fact that there is a Safek, indeed, it remains, right? We alluded to a chiddush. Rabbi Chanan writes in the Kovet Shirim, Belvas, Rav Gimel, that's a fundamental difference between certain klali hora, certain hachra is birur, certain hachra is considered to be that which is niug. Fascinating, the nafkaminas, which are klalim in category A, which are klalim in category B. But Simcha says very, very simply, mamon muto b'safek cholkin is not a form of birur. We do not know what was the cause of the demise of this vlad, but you know what? Given that fact, the halacha is yachloku, yachloku. Maybe one could understand that that's exactly the case of the Mishnah. You have a reality that creates a late asasati, and that the Shnei Milchusim Betelis. And if either party is unable to go ahead and to confirm that, yes, it is mine, how do you handle that case of safek? Maybe the answer is, very simply, in that instance, Cholkin, Yachloku. Even though we disagree with Simchus in that case of Bava Kamma Daf Mem Vav, yeah, that's because there's a Muchsak. You can't be Motzi Mamon B'yad HaMuchsak based on Safek according to the Chachamim. That's the klal of HaMotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. But if you don't have a given party who's a Muchsak, so in such an instance, we'll revert back to what Simchus tells us, that Mamon Amut B'Safek is Cholkin. Or maybe one could argue, maybe that's not true at all. Maybe it's not that we don't have an absolute Mosak, and now you have a reality of Safek, Shnai Mosin, and therefore the Psak is Yachloku Batura Safek. Maybe one could argue it's very, very different. Very different. Oh, for example, as a Mashal, or maybe more than a Mashal, Bava Kamma Kufyutes. No? There, the opening Tulsus. You know, you hire a craftsman to go ahead and to create a kli. And a very relevant question. Know what happens to all the leftover material? So you know what? That's that sugya. It's divided. Certain goes to the balabayi. Certain goes to the uman. That's the achloku b'torah safek. Of course not. There's no safek whatsoever. Now, that very simply is based on, what the Gemara calls the minag hamedina. That was the umdana. That there are certain things that the balabais expects in return. You have large pieces of material he will expect that should be returned to him. And you have small pieces that, you know what, that's really waste, and therefore the nagar can go ahead and to keep that. That is the case of Yachloku. It's not Yachloku b'Torah Safek. That's Yachloku b'Torah Zvadai. That's the Minhag Hamedina. Oh, and Tosa says the following, you know what? Since we ended Bava Kamma with that Yisod, we're going to pick up Bava Metzia with this Yisod. This Yisod of Yachloku. Yeah, Yachloku. But is that really considered to be a seamless Yachloku? That case, Kufyates, is Batoras Vadai. What about here when it comes to the case of Shnai Mochsen? Or maybe when I could argue, no, it's not that there is no Mochsen. And therefore, when there is no Mochsen, Manom Tasak Vescholkin, maybe I'll tell you the fact. There is a Mochsen. Because Shnai Mochsen. Who is the Mochsen? Shnei Muchzakimba. After all, because Anan Sahade, whatever is considered to be Tachas Yadi, that is mine, and therefore Didihu, and that is considered to be Betaras Vadai, and therefore Shnei Muchzakimba. If it's Shnei Muchzakimba, this would be a psak, not of Mamon Muta B'Safek, this would be a psak of Yachloku, which is Betaras Vadai. That's what Rashi stresses, that realize here, of course, there is a din Muchzak. And the reason Rashi stresses this is not just simply in order to tell us why we say Afloku, but perhaps to indicate that the Afloku here is considered to be that which is Batoras Vadai. And as Tosa says, let's invoke the principle of Anan Sahade, Mada Tafes Haididehu, Ki Ilu Kolecha Yeshbo Bevadai. That clearly is considered to be a Chaluka, which is Batoras Vadai. And what do you gain by doing so? Tosa says the following. That would resolve the difficulty of Avasra and Daf Lamadale. Because there you have a case of Aku Arba, and the Maskana Sagamara is there, we assume, Kol de Olim Gavar. We're going to have to discuss at length what is Kol de Olim Gavar. Is that really a psak, or is that a siluk? Maybe it is not a psak at all, Kol de Olim Gavar, but maybe it means that, you know what, Bezdin says there isn't enough weighty evidence in this case that we should even weigh in. And therefore, that's exactly Kol de Olim Gavar. That's the Tshuvas HaRash and Klal Ayin Zayin, that there's a fundamental difference in Yachloku as opposed to Kol de Olim Gavar. Yachloku is Batoras Hachra, and Kol de Olim Gavar is that Bezdin is Mesalek themselves. Right here now, the way that it is, you have to do more diligence. Now, some party has to indeed go ahead and bring a Rayin. If that's true, we can understand that Tfisa, in fact, would work. We'll have to go through those sugyas of Kol de Olim Gavar. Why is it true that there we say Kol de Olim Gavar, and here we say Achloku? Tosa says the answer is clear. Muchzak. Here we're talking about a case of Shnayim Ochsin. If you have Shnayim Muchzakim, so therefore, that is the Achloku, Bataras Muchzak. That is Bataras Vadai. In the case of Arba, there is no Muchzak. In that instance, just a person says Didu, or a person says Shalavosai, that is insufficient, and therefore, if there is no din of Muchzak in such a case, we're not going to go ahead and to assume Yachloku at all, and Tosus is father. But if that's true, what do you do with the Mishnah and Daf, Lamed Zayin? That's the case of Manashlishi, Shnayim Shivkidu Eisel Echad. You'll go ahead and have two people that entrusted, you know what? Ooh, you have Bala Pikadam, you have a Shomer, and all of a sudden that, you know what? Each one says Masayim. So what do you do in that particular case? Oh, so I would have said the following. Great. The Gemara does not say Achloku. The Gemara doesn't say Achloku. Oh, that's very good. Because you only say Achloku when you're talking about a case of Muchzak. And in that instance, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Zayin, there is no Muchzak. There is no Muchzak. And if there is no Muchzak, why would I think to say Achloku? That would be fine and good. A Mishnah Daf Lamed Zayin. You know what the difficulty is? The Gemara Daf Gimel. Because the Gemara Daf Gimel wages this kasha. Just like on Daf Beis, we say Achloku. Why don't you say Achloku in the case of Manashlishi? That's a kasha of the Gemara. If the answer is you need a Muchzak, and in Manashlishi you don't have a Muchzak, so therefore the question is resolved. That question should not begin. No? And if that's true, how do you understand the Shatulatari of the Gemara? What do you have to come on to a case of Mahifsid Ramai for? That the case is certainly not parallel in any shape or form. It must be their parallel. What does it mean that they're parallel? Well, maybe one possibility is you don't require a Muchzak in each. Other possibilities, you have a Muchzak in both cases. Now, that's not focused within Rashi, Rabbi Natan, and the Riva. One possibility is you need a Muchzak. Wow, a Muchzak is necessary. You have a Muchzak. What do you mean you have a Muchzak? I'm claiming that this is mine. I'm not Machzik. Of course, I'm not Machzik. But the Chepetz is Biyad HaShomer. When a Shomer is Machzik, he's Machzik as an independent yad, obviously not. No, a sugya bava kamadav samav tes. You know what? Someone steals something from me. Neither one of us can be makdish that chayfes. That's a sugya samav tes samad aleph. Zeh lefi sheno shalom. Zeh lefi sheno bershusa. Neither one has the full koach of bayis. That's an amazing hagdara. There is something which is called shali. There's something which is called bershusi. And in that instance, you know what? When someone steals something from me, I have a mixas bailus. He also a chiddush. A ganav or a gazlan also has bailus. That's a chiddush. You know what that's called? Kinyan egneva, kinyan egzela. We'll discuss as the parak continues. It's not just simply when you steal something. It is absolutely positively not yours, and therefore give it back. But I'll tell you a very good chiddush. Despite the fact that you're kona, you have to return it. You know the mechanism of gneva and egzela, kinyan egneva, kinyan egzela, with the chovas hashava. A chovas hashava. Is it a kinyan gomor? Of course it's not a kinyan gomor. But you know what? There are two bali achefetz. There is the gazlan and the nigzal, the ganav and the nignav. And therefore that gemara, any yochel ahakdish. Neither one kremakdish, lefi sheno shalom. Let's assume, for example, I have a chayfetz as b'yad hashomer. I can be makdish that chayfetz. What do you mean? That chayfetz is b'shusi. You know what the answer is? Absolutely yes. B'shusi does not mean that I'm physically holding on to the object, or that the object is located in my home. It means that it's clearly that chayfetz is considered to be absolutely mine. Well, what do you mean that it's b'yad hashomer? The shomer is masik b'yad balabais. B'yad balabais. That is not an independent yard. Well, we discussed at length, a few years ago. Psachim, Haymud Beis. Who's going to be chayv for Bar Yom Bimatzeh? A shomer, the Bala Pikadon. Whose chametz is this? Whose chametz is this in that particular case? Well, you know what the Gemara says? Sometimes a shomer is chayv in 3 days in Rishonim. When indeed that's true? Not for us now, but typically speaking, that a shomer, it does not have full bailus. When the shomer is machzik, it's biyad, the Baal HaChefetz. Oh, so that's a particular case. I'll tell you the following. If indeed the Shomer is Machzik, the Pikadon, B'yad HaBailim, that is Shnayim Ochsin. One case of Shnayim Ochsin is that you and I are holding it together. But what happens if a third party is holding it on our behalf in such a case? That, again, is Dino Kamuchsa. And therefore, that's like Shnayim Ochsin Betalis. And that's exactly then the kash of the Gemara, that the Muskel Rishon, the starting point, is what is true of Shnayim Ochsin should also be true of the case of Manashlishi, and that's what troubles the Gemara. Now, and that's what the Gemara has to argue as follows, that look, in principle, the Chalukah is Yachal Yosemis when it comes to Yachloku B'Shvua, Mashenki when it comes to Manashlishi, Ein hachluki yichol yosemes, and therefore that indeed is not the case. Or maybe one could argue entirely differently, and that's the riva. In a case of mana shlishi, the shomer is not the mosa. And I'm not arguing that, you know what, the fact that he is mafsik but habayla means that that's an expansion of shnei mosin betalis, and therefore that's a raya muchachas. Then in order to say a chloko, you don't require a mosa. You require equal tainos, equal valid tainos. That's true. And then you can argue, Kolkin, B'Torah Zvadai. You know what I will tell you? Not necessarily B'Torah Zvadai. B'Torah Zvadai requires Muchsak. If you're going to say Achloku when there is no Muchsak, you know what I'm going to tell you? That's an expansion of Mamon Hamuta B'Safei Kolkin. Sometimes you'll say Kolkin even when you don't have a Vadai Muchsak. And that's the Chiddush of the Riva, Lav Davka Ochsin. And I think that's true, because Midah Midami Lidashar, because the Gemara has it, to a case of Manashlishi. Uh-oh. And if that is true, that is the problem. What do you do with the Sigyon Babasra and Daflam Adalid? So simply to say that no one is the Muchsak on that boat, that's not enough, because you don't require a Muchsak to invoke Yachloku B'Torah Safeg. Oh, the Riva says the following. You know what? It's true. Maybe one could have even envisioned Yachloka in the case of Arba, but you know what? Kevan di'ika vadai ramai, Yachloku. That's exceptional. Like Manashlish is exceptional. The starting point would have been I could have envisioned Yachloku in Shnayim Ochsin, and in the case of Arba, and in the case of Manashlishi. And the fact that we don't say that that's true, you know what? That's an indication that there's something unusual about those instances. Vadai ramai. But the Muskel Rishon would have been Yachloku, but not Yachloku, the Torah Zvadai. Yachloku, indeed, which is considered to be the Torah Safek. And where, indeed, do you see that this is true? Oh, that, I would tell you, is what we derive from Sumchas Ashita, Mama Namuta B'Safek Yisholki, in the case of Shor Shinogi Chesapar. I, the Chon, disagree. They don't disagree with the Yisod. They disagree with the application. Wait a second. In the case of Shor Shnaga Sapara, isn't there a Mufsak? Isn't there a Mufsak? My attempt is to be Motzi Mamon from the Baal HaShor. That is called being Motzi Mamon Miyad HaMufsak. So therefore, it's not that I completely deny that there's a concept of Manmut V'Safek Cholkin. But you know what? That is insufficient. Lahotzi Mamon Miyad HaMufsak. And the fact that the Baal HaShor is the Muksak, but also Amos, that is considered to be sufficient. And why is that a Kiddush? Because the Baal HaShor will be the first person to tell you, I'm clueless. In a typical case, you come over to me and say, you know what, the shirt that you're wearing is mine. I'm going to say, absolutely not, the shirt that I'm wearing is mine. You know what, I'm machzik with the tainas vada that it's mine. In this case of a Shor Shinoga, Shor Shinoga, I'll be the first person to tell you, I feel terrible that my Shor gored your Parah, and I'm going to pay you for that. I really do not know whether that extended to the Vlad, or whether it does not, you know? And Tosa says, you know what? That's called a Shema Tov. That's a very legitimate taina, because I'm not expected to know. I wasn't there. I'm not expected to know that that's true. So therefore, when I say Eni Odea, that is a very legitimate Eni Odea. Ma Shein, King Tosa says, ooh, Baba Kama Kofir Ches. If I say, you know what? You owe me $100. You borrowed that money. And I respond and say, Eni Odea, that's pretty weak. What do you mean, Eni Odea? You know, don't you have a responsibility to know? If you borrowed that money, isn't there a shibud? It may be even more than a shibud, no. Look, Suvus Pevav, Priyas Falchov Mitzvah, fascinating, no? Priyas Falchov Mitzvah, shibud, both, no? But you're expected to, you have a shibud haguf, maybe a shibud nechasim. You have a mitzvah priyas bachov, and you're going to say, I have no clue. What do you mean you have no clue? Tosas already says that's a case of a shema garua. That's really different from the case of a shor shonga sapara, where very legitimately I'll say, I do not know. I'm not expected to know. You are expected to know in that particular case. That's a fascinating machlokes. No, the hakama kuf yirches. When I say, eni odea b'makom dahavi le'lameda, what is the status of that taina, which is a shema garua? We'll have to see the details of that sugya. But in principle, in that case, you know what? That there is a suffix, a very legitimate suffix. What was responsible for the death of that blood? But you know what? You're going to be motzi mamon. How can you be motzi mamon? Miara muksav, b'makom suffix. And therefore, that is a model for cases where we're not motzi mamon. Or maybe at times when we will be motzi mamon, because there is no mochsav, shnei mochsin, to say achloku. Well, the starting point should be that, what do you mean? Well, of course, if a person has a tana zvade versus a tana shema, shouldn't I assume that bar v'shema bar yadi, if you know what the answer is, not lahotzi mamon, yada mochsav. But if there is no mochsav in such a case, enochinami, maybe I would argue that bar yadi, lav bar yadi lahotzi. So these are two fascinating ways of understanding that how is it that Shneim Ochsin v'Talas all of a sudden Yachotu? V'Torah Zvadai, V'Torah Safek, and the Chiddush of the Riva. When you look in the Rambam, what we ended up now, V'Chos Torim V'Nitan, Perek Tes, Alach Hazayin, the Rambam writes Shneim Ochsin, great, 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 and then the Rambam explains. The same thing would apply if you have a case of Yoshin B'Tzad Aremesh Shalchitim. But two people are standing in close proximity of a mound of grain, and each one goes in and says that it is theirs. Wow. The Rambam also says Yachloku. Also Yachloku Bishvul. Is that a case of Muksav? So Bagos Mamonis writes, that's not a Muksav. Shneim Ochsin is a Muksav. The fact that the Rambam can extend it to that case means you don't require Muksav. How do you say Yachloku if you don't require a Muksav? The answer is because Yachloku, the Torah Safek, as Nihug, not a form of absolute birur, because Shneim Muksakim Bo. The Gos Maimon spells it out, that this sheet of the Rambam is like the sheet of the Riva. And the Gos Maimon writes explicitly, Ukilo Kirash Rabbeinu Tam, Shapir Shudat Tolsin, Mufurish in the Gos Maimon. That's against our Rashi, that's against our Tosus, because Daf Golsin, that's Lav Daf Golsin, Lav Daf Tolsin. What? So maybe in Afinami, the Rambam will side with the Riva in these cases, and a world of difference, whereas according to Rashi Rabbi Natam, Yachloku is B'toras Vadim Edim Muksav, this is Yachloku B'toras Mamon Amotu B'Safek, because there is no Muksav. Or maybe another possibility, the Tur writes very briefly, right, and the Tur quotes this halacha, Kuf Lametes in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, no, because after all, Chashivi K'muchzakim, maybe that also is Dino Kamosa. Shnayim Shiyoshim, etc. Rema Shalchitim. Maybe that also is considered to be Kamosa. How is that considered? Achiz, I understand. Shem Ochsin. How is that considered to be the Dino Kamosa? So if you look in the Nesivis, the previous Simon, Kufla Meches, and you look in, the Bir Agra, we mentioned yesterday, now where the Machaber quotes this Rambam. Oh, so the Bir Agra writes, Bav Mitzia, Daf Yud. But Metzia Daf Yud is something very different. That's not Eino Mofsa. But Metzia Daf Yud is something unusual. A kinyan of Dal Amos. Proximity sometimes is going to serve as a method of Gideon. Wow, that's exactly the Chiddush Reish Lakish, Arba Amos Shel Adam, Kenuyos Lo B'chol Makom. That you know what? There's a Kenyan about Amos. So when you and I are in close proximity, that's equivalent to Shneim Oksim. That's equivalent to Shneim Oksim. Wow, that's an important Chiddush. So that's like a Ha'ara. No, the fact that the Gon decides, B'metzid Af Yud, it means this is not like the Riva of Vav Daf Gonsin, but this is considered to be an Achiza, in what shape or form? Because Dar Amos, maybe a Chanami, that is considered to be sufficient. Why is that true? Because Dar Amos is considered a form of Kenyan. A form of Kenyan, in what shape or form? In what shape or form? A Kenyan Dar Amos. You know what? If you look in Rishon, they use an unusual Asha. There's a Rimigash in Simen Kufav. The Torah's Chatzah. Kinyan Amos is a form of a Kinyan Chatzah. You know what? My yard can be Kona on my behalf because the object was found in my property. Okay, that's my yard. That's a Kinyan Chatzah. No, I understand. But you know what? Oh, the Kinyan Amos is the Torah's Chatzah. Rabbi Kivega writes in the Chuvas, Madura Kama, Reish Chafalas, that the Kinyan Amos is a form of Chatzah. Chatzer can mean mine, but you know what? Sometimes you can have an area that technically I do not own, but if it's an immediate proximity. So the method of Kenyan is considered to be an expansion, wow, of a Kenyan Chatzer. Indeed, was just considered to be Rishusa. We mentioned yesterday at the very end of this year, that's that beautiful Chiddush of the Ram, the Flamed Aleph and Dabi Rit, Mesech HaShabbos, that's the Yesod of Mavred Amos Rishus HaRabim. That is not a new halacha mechadeshes, but Mavred Amos Rishus HaRabim is an expansion of Otzah. How is it an expansion of Otzah? That's called Mirshus L'Rishus. If I ask you, what are the Rishuyas of Shabbos, you're going to tell me, oh, Rishus Yachid, Rishus HaRabim, I'm going to tell you a Chiddush. That, you know what, there's scenes in Rishus HaRabim. You have Sidna Achas, you have a major Rishus HaRabim, but you know what, if I am here, you know what, going from here to there within the Rishus HaRabim, that's considered to be an act of being Motzim Rishus L'Rishus. An act being Motzim Rishus L'Rishus. But that's a very great, I would tell you, that's not just Drush, that's not just Agada, you know? When the Ran and the Balamora say, you should realize that Mavred Amos is an expansion of Otzah. Let's say a person is Mavred Amos Rishus HaRabim, Anyantiv. You're going to tell me, there's an issue of carrying Anyantiv? You know what the answer is? Absolutely yes. No? Of course. Habetz and Afyubetz. It's Nisadari instead of carrying Yantiv. There's Heter Balchonefesh. There's Heter Bitoch. But if you carry Mamash Shalol Zorech, no? That's an Isadari. An Isadari. Is there Malchus from Mavad Amrish for Sisarabi? Is there Malchus? Because in order to get Malchus, you have to have a Lav Daraisa, which is Mufurish Bakra. The Torah has to say, Lo Hishamar Ben Aram, in order to get Malchus Daraisa. If I do Malach and Yantif is in Purush Kukra. What about Mavred Amos? That's Halacha Moshe Messina. You know what I'm going to tell you? We'll have to go through many more Makomas. No, there are two different types of Halacha Moshe Messina. Sometimes you can have Halacha Moshe Messina, which is standalone, independent. Sometimes you can have Halacha Moshe Messina, which is an expansion. And you know what the Chiddush is? If Halacha Moshe Messina is independent, in a loke. If Halacha Moshe Messina is an expansion, there's Malchus Daraisa. That's like a fascinating yisod. And now I'm going to tell you about Hashar Zil Gemar. Now you have to learn every Halacha Moshe Messina. Now you have to ask yourself, is this standalone? Is this independent? Or is this an expansion? An expansion of? You know, the Gemara has, I'll give you one example, but you know, I can give you a list of examples. Sanhedrin Chavez. The Gemara says, a Kohen that doesn't have a bris milah. A Kohen who's an Oral, don't you dare do avodah. And if you do avodah, it's mechulalas. You know what the Gemara says? It's Allah Moshe Nisim. It's a pasuk from Chumash. It's Allah Moshe Nisim. Well. You know what Rashi writes? Sanhedrin Peidalit? No Malchus. It's Allah Moshe Nisim. You know what the Rambam writes? Karagvava Biya Samikdash? Malchus Darais. Malchus Darais. Allah Moshe Nisim. The Rambam writes a Stani Chiddush. The Rambam writes the following. Dino Kizar. You know what those words mean by the Rambam? You get shivers, no? You know what that means? A Kohen doesn't have a bris milah. He's lacking a Kedusha Saguf. And if a Kohen doesn't have the requisite Kedusha Saguf, guess what? That's like a Zar Shava. A Zar Shava is Mufurish Mekra. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita, that Kohen Orel is Loki B'Torah Zar Shava. Wow, that's something which is pretty stunning, no? You know what that means? The Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that a Kohen has to have a Bris Milah to Avodah, is a Halacha HaMefareshes. It's an expansion. An expansion of what? An expansion of? I ask you a very important question. A person carries Shalul Sarach Inyantif. It's Mr. Daraisa. Is there Malkus? You know what I'll tell you? Yeah, there are. Of course there's Malkus. It's Halacha Mefareshes. This is not just an independent Hilchasa. This is Hotzah. This is Hotzah. If a person on Yantif would carry from a Shusayafa to a Shusarabin, Shalol Tzarech. You know what? Wow, that's Nisa Daraisa. Nisa Daraisa. I'll tell you, Shai Gazari, a little frightening. No? You ever carry your Lulav on Yantif? What's the Tzarech? The Tzarech is what? Halal and Shul? The Tzarech is Hoshanos? The Tzarech is Nanuim? Nanuim? You know what the Shai Gazari writes? All of that is only a Tzarech to Ramana. And the Shai Gazari writes, therefore, Midarais, that's not called a Tzarech. And therefore, he writes, there's no allowance to carry your lulav, to carry your... What's the Tzarech, Daraisa? Midav Minafik Me. You pick it up at home, you're outside. You're done. Oh, but Midrabanan, there are many other things I have to do. Halel, Nanuim, Hoshanos. Can a Tzarech, Drabanan, be sufficient on a level of Daraisa to say that this is a malach which is the Tzarech Yantif? We usually assume yes. No, Shagasari doesn't think so. That's like pretty stunning. Of course there's an Isser. There's an Isser of Hoksa, Hachnasa. Is there Malkus Daraisa from Mavad Amash Basush Darabim? Oh, that's the Chiddush Daran, of course. Because that's considered to be a halacha which is an expansion. A halacha which is Mefareshes. I'll tell you the following. The Rambam Shita is Kinyan Dal Ramos. Does that apply everywhere? Kinyan Dal Ramos. Chazal were Kovei Midraban and that there is such a Kinyan. Everywhere. Take a look at the Rambam Hochas Gzela. Perak Yizayin Halacha Ches, but now Halacha Tes. Halacha Ches is when one begins discussing the Kinyan Dal Ramos. Halacha Tes, the Ram tells the details. Perak Yizayin, Hochas Gzela. The Rambam writes, it's a Kinyan Dal Ramos. B'med V'ramamurim. When does it apply? You know what the Rambam writes? In a relatively restricted area. What's an example of that? The Rambam writes, the Simta, like an alleyway. Or the Rambam writes, Bitside Rosh Hasharabim, you know, like a little offshoot of the Rosh Hasharabim. But not in Rosh Hasharabim. Rosh Hasharabim is a public thoroughfare. You're going to claim, you know, you're walking in the middle of the street, you're surrounded by traffic. Oh, that's my makom. That's my chutzin. No. It has to be a semi-secluded area. It doesn't have to be Rosh Hasharabim. But you know what? It can be Tzidr Rosh Hasharabim. It can be a Simta. Oh, then you can apply the Kinyan Dal Ramos. But Mamish not Rosh Hasharabim. Well, so I'll tell you a fascinating possible diyuk. No, our Rambam. Now who's Tom Benitan? Tezayin, right? What do you mean? Hayyoshvin? Bitsad Remesh Shalchitin? The Rambam writes, Hamunachas Vesimta. Hamunachas Vesimta. Ooh, you know what? What do you mean, Munachas Vesimta? Why does the Rambam write that? Munachas Vesimta, why is that critical? You know what? If you assume that we're working with the Kinyan of Dal Ramos, maybe Mamish, Bedafkanaka. The Rambam writes there are certain limitations when it comes to the Kinyan of Dal Ramos. It doesn't apply everywhere, it doesn't apply Rosh Hasharabim. It applies in a quasi, private area. In such a case, the Rambam writes, that was the instance of Arema Shalchitin, because you need that Shnei Mochsin. It has to be Mochsak, like Rashi, like Rabbeinu Tam. How is it Mochsak when you have a case of an Arema Shalchitin? The answer must be a Kinyan Dal Ramos. And therefore, the Rambam stresses, Munachas Kusimta, because the Rambam writes, Nizayin, Efochos Gzela. That's one example. The Rambam Sidur Shasarabim, that's true, but the Rambam emphasizes Menachas Vesimta, Pashav Shah, because we have to create the Din Muxer, because typically speaking, the Rambam writes for Shasarabim, you don't have a Kinyan of Dal Ramos. That's foolish in the Rambam. Pachos Gzela, Halacha Yezayin, and that's not so simple as well, because you know there is a Gemara Gittin Dafayin Ches. The Gemara says the following. That Dal Ramos works even Bershus Arabim. Even Bershus Arabim. What's the Gemara talking? Incredible, no? Nasam biyada, a get. You go ahead and you present, you toss the get to the wife, and it's within daramos, and there's a kinya daramos, afilu b'shus harabim. That is called the nesina. That's something which is striking. Now, the Rambam writes based on the Gemaras, we'll see, that Yud, this is limited, no, to a quasi-private area. And with Furishim Gittin, the Fahim Ches, it applies even when it comes to cases of Rosh Hashanah, and that requires Yishu. That's the Ritosis discussion. And Gittin, the Fahim Ches, some of these, the Rasch Rabbi Yochanan, that Rosh Hashanah, Tosus like, balances a little bit. Tosa says not always in Rosh Hashanah, sometimes in Rosh Hashanah, sometimes in Rosh Hashanah. Tosa says, for example, kishiyachol lishmar, a part of Rosh Hashanah where she can go ahead and safeguard the get. Or Tosa says in the second tera, it's lavdafka Rosh Hashanah, but besimta. We're not talking about real Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, we're talking about the quasi Rosh Hashanah. Well, that's something which is stunning. The Rashba on that sugya writes, maybe this is a special allowance when it comes to gittin. That also, because mishum iguna kidib rabbanan. So you're not kona. But you know what? We want to make sure that she is a grushin. She can go ahead and remarry. So maybe we're going to expand the darkia kidin of dal amos and gittin, as opposed to other cases as well. And then I'll tell you a classic teretz. That's the Mordechai book, and see, we're going to see soon. That's the Mordechai, Perek Aleph, right? And Simon Tav Chav Gimel, the Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Baruch. There's something different about that case of Gittin. You know what's different about Gittin? He is giving the get. Well, we're not talking about your being Zocha like a Metziah. We're talking about where there's a Makneh. A makna. Oh, and that's the Chiddush of the Mordechai. Das acheres makna. If somebody is being makna something to you, in such an instance, in Achinami, that could apply even Rishus Arabi. But in a case where that is not happening at all, a Metzia, for example, then we don't assume that's true. We'll see, that's the one we'll get to in a little bit. Now that there is a difference between being zocha regarding a metziah, being zocha in a hefker, as opposed to a concept of das acheres makna. What does that mean, das acheres makna? Maybe it means such a chiddush when you have a makna, you don't need independent das kona. If I'm being zocha in a hefker, there's no makna. I have to be kona in a certain way. However, if you have a makna, when you have das makna, you don't need das kona. Wow. You know who says this as a halacha psuka? A tosus, Sanhedrin, das samaches. That even though a katan cannot be kona. That means a katan cannot be kona in a hefker. But you know what? If a gadol gives something to a katan, and you have das makna, you don't require das kona at all. That's such a chiddush, a tosus, an expansion of this yisod. There's a difference between receiving something as opposed to acquiring something min a hefker. But that's a chiddush. So again, the Gaon points out that maybe one should understand those cases, the Rambam, in that fashion, where against a gos maimonis, the Rambam will assume, like Rashi and Tosus, you have to have a dino kumuchsak and a chiddush, that you have a dino kumuchsak either if shnayim ochsin, or you can have a din of muksak if the shomer is mafsik ba'an habaylin, or you can have a din of muksak if it can function with the kinyan of dal ramos in and of itself. Wow. And these are considered to be cases of yachloku, which is b'toras vada. So when do you have a case of yachloku, which is b'toras safek? So immediately what comes to mind is sumpas, mamash sumpas, no? Maman mutra safek polkin. Great. All right, you're going to tell me, you know what? But the Chum disagree with some chis. Okay, maybe they only disagree because you're being motzi mamin a mufsak, but in principle, without a mufsak, then yes, cholkin. Do you ever have a case of mamish cholkin b'torah safek? So I'll tell you the following. At first glance, yeah, that's explicit in the Gemara. Another case of Yachloku, where seemingly it's something which is B'Torah Safek. Seemingly B'Torah Safek. What would that case be? This is a sugya in Ksuvos and Daf-Sadi Daled. Two shtaros, hayotzin v'yomecha. Shtei shtaros, hayotzin v'yomecha. You have a shtar. You know what the shtar says? That a shtar kinyan. You were kona this karka. This karka is yours. Someone else comes with a shtar. He was kona that very same karka. I'll tell you very simply. Let's just look at the details. Guess what? They both have the same dates. On this date, I was kona the karka. On this date, someone else says, I was kona the karka. And they have shtaros. What do you do in such a case? No? Each Baal Din produces a shtar and he says that, you know what, that this is a shtar mechira, a valid shtar, and yotzim yomecha. Shmuel says the following. Shmuel says, you know what, this is another method we're going to have to talk about. Shudididaini. Well, our Tosa doesn't raise that here, no? Shudididaini. You know what that means? A dayan should use his own discretion. There's a real problem here, no? You have two shtaros that are the same day. Something came first. Something was first, something was second. Maybe, you know what? Maybe, obviously, he really intended to sell to the first person, but you know what? Pressure, trouble. So he wrote a similar shtar to a second person. But you know what? So in terms of the raya of the shtar, we've maxed out. Each one has a shtar. So Shmuel says very simply, this is also important. No, shuda didayin. You know what? Let the dying use his own judgment, use his own discretion. Let him try to figure out who are these people? Who is the kona? Who is the mochner? What is the likelihood that really intended to be maknit to him? Okay, that's a fascinating world, no? That we don't have a rayim mochachas, but clearly, shuda didani is not necessarily birur, you know? We're maxed out. We can't tell. So you know what? So given the reality of Safek, again, I will tell you, how are you Nohei? You know what the answer is? Shmuel says, Shudda Didaini. That's great. And guess what? Incredible. No, Rav says, Cholkin. Oh, Rav says, Cholkin. Just divide it. You know what? This is a shtar mechira, the karka. The karka is worth this amount of money. So just divide. Each one has an equal raya. We really do not know, apparently, which is which. So in such a case, Cholkin. Shmuel says, Shudda Didaini. That's clearly Safek, no? Safek, you know? But let's use our best judgment in order to try to, not absolutely wrong, but how we should conduct ourselves. And guess what? So Rav says Cholkin. So I'll tell you, great. You know what? When I see that sugya, Ksuvos HaTzadik Daled, so I'll tell you, you know what? It's clear to me. That everyone has to agree with this yisod of the riva that you can have yachloku b'torah safek. Yachloku precisely because we've maxed out in birur. The rayas are equal rayas, whether it's a case of arema, whether it's a case of shnei mochsin, and therefore the psak is yachloku. V'araya, two shtaros, hayotzi yamechad, therefore yachloku. So you know what I will tell you? That's an amazing model. That's a model. Priyachloku b'tora safek. So now I'm going to tell you the opposite. The opposite is true. Because the Gemara says something incredible. What is the basis of this machlokus between Rav and Shmuel? Why does Shmuel say shudda didaini? And why does Rav say cholkin? Well, that's a good question. Like why? You know, why does Rav say this? Why does Shmuel say this? So the Gemara says something very unusual. You know, when you learn like the ABCs of shtaros, gittin davdalit, you have a shtar. And you know what? A shtar involves Eidim, no? When I say there are Eidim, anishtar. Eidim anishtar. What exactly do I mean? So I'll tell you something pretty incredible. You know, one possibility is Eidim Mesirikas. You know? I hope familiar concepts. No? You know what it means? There were Eidim that witnessed the Mesiras Hashem. You know what that means? It sounds pretty incredible. No? A couple is getting divorced, and you have a shtar, a shtar. And you know what? And the shtar is going to create the krisus. Is the shtar signed? So you know what? Maybe not. Oh, the shita of Rabbi Elazar. The shtar is not signed. The gerushin is affected by emesiras hashtar. Kedushin is affected by Mesiras HaShtar, just like Kedushin is affected by Mesiras HaKesed. Eidim means Eidim Mesira. Eidim Mesira. When there is the Mesira, not Kedusha Kesed, Mesira Samos, Kedusha HaShtar, in the Mesiras HaShtar, Gerushin, the Mesiras HaShtar, there is Eidim Mesira. Okay. And incredible, Meir says, absolutely not. Edi chasim. When we speak about Eidim, it means Eidim who signed the document. You have a get that's not signed. What does that mean? When we speak about Eidus, the Eidus is the Edi chasima. So that's an incredible machlokas, Rabban Rabbi Elazar, whether Eidi Mesira Karse, Eidi Chasima Karse, when we speak about such a case of Eidus B'Shtar, does it mean Eidim that witnessed the Mesira Sashtar? Or does it mean that the Eidim that create the Chefza Shalstar? No, the Chasima Shabo creates the Chefza Shalstar? That's pretty incredible. And realize the differences. That's huge. The simple difference is as follows. Does the get have to be signed? The get doesn't have to be signed. Just write the get. And the get has to be delivered in the presence of Eidim. No. According to Meir, if the get is not signed, what is that? That's a get. That's a sefer krisus. That's not a sefer krisus at all. I'll tell you like an incredible nafka mina. A get has to be lishma, no? What has to be lishma? If you hold like Rabbi Elazar, there are no signatures. All there is a text. And listen, when I say it has to be lishma, because of love, lishma, what is it? You know what it means? The text of the get has to be lishma. You know what Rebbe says? No, not the text of the get. The chasimas eidem has to be lishma. That's like huge. The chasimas eidem has to be lishma. The text has to be lishma. Why does the text have to be lishma? The chasimas eidem, which makes it into the shtar, that has to be done lishma. That's something which is like incredible. Let's assume, for example, you have a shtar that's written on cheres. You know what the problem with that is? Cheres is yochali his daif. No, you could just scratch it out and you can write on top of it. No, you can scratch it out right on top of it. See, you know, Tosus writes, Kedushin Daf Tes, like, incredible. You know what? That, according to Rabbi Meir, you cannot go ahead and write on Cheres. It can easily be erased. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you can write again, even on Cheres. Whoa. Why is that true exactly? I'll tell you the following, very, very simply. You know, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the get does not serve in any shape or form as a raya to gerushin. A woman wants to prove she's a grusha. You know, we know she's an eishes ish. She wants to remarry. So you know what? Do you have a proof? Yeah, I'll show you my get. You know? She produces the get. According to Rabbi Elazar, the get's not even signed. The get doesn't have any signatures on it. How can that be a raya that she's a grusha? If it's a document, it's not signed. I have a claim, you owe me millions of dollars. I have a shtar. You know what the shtar says? You own millions of dollars. It's not signed. It's not signed. A shtar without any chasim is not considered to be a raya in any shape or form. In any shape or form. You know what Rabbi Eliezer holds? Who cares? Who cares? There's no need for a shtar to serve as a raya for gerushin. The method of gerushin is a sefer krisus is given from the Baal to the Isha. The custom of sefer krisus nasan biyada. How will we prove that she's a grusha? You know what? Eidei Mesira. Let the Eidei Mesira come forward and say, we were present, and the shtar was given, and she's a grusha. Her get cannot serve as a raya. Is there any need for the get to serve as a raya? The get is not a shtar raya. The get is a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan. The get is the method of severance. The method of severance. I don't want to complicate it too much, but you know what? There are three different types of shtaros. There's a shtar raya, there's a shtar kinyan of mamon, and there's a shtar kinyan of isaved. There are three different types of shtaros. You know what a shtar raya would be? Like a ksuv is a shtar raya. Maybe a shtar halva is a shtar raya. Meaning what? You know what? I lend you $1 million. You owe me the money. In order for me to be able to prove that you owe me the money, you know what? I'm going to insist on a shtar. The shtar doesn't make or break. If there isn't a shtar, I lose the shtar. You don't have to pay me. You don't have to pay me. Of course, there still is a yischaivus. But if I'm going to pursue it in Bezdin, if I have a shtar, you know, that'll carry the day. And if I don't, that's a real problem. That's a real problem. What is the role of the shtar? It's a raya, a raya lava. A chassan is obligated to provide all of this to his wife for two very good reasons, right? It's a tnai bezdin, and you make a kinyan chalipin. What is the ksuva? It's a raya ladavra. It's a raya ladavra. The kanina, he made a kinyan. He's obligated on all these things. A ksuva is a shtar raya. Let's assume, for example, I purchased karka al yedei shtar. That's a shtar kinyan. Mechiras chametz. I want to sell the chametz to a guy. It's not so clear which kinyanim a guy has, but you know what? We're going to use a shtar, a shtar. We're going to sell the chametz to the guy al yedei shtar. That's a shtar kinyan. Selling the chametz, selling the karka, the transfer is accomplished. Al yedei shtar. And then there's a third type of shtar. A shtar kinyan, but it's a shtar kinyan not of mamon, it's a shtar kinyan of isir v'heter. What is a shtar kinyan of isir v'heter? A shtar kedushin, a get, and a shtar shikr. Those are the three examples of a shtar kinyan A in isir v'heter. And we pass like the Ramban, Gittin da Peivav, you only need lishma on the last category, a shtar kinyan of isir v'heter. Shtar kinyan of isir v'heter. Because the Torah mentions lishma in the context of gerushin. A is a shtar kinyan, and B is a shtar kinyan of isser v'heter, it's not a shtar kinyan of mamon. And therefore, the only shtar, a ksuva does not have the shma, a shtar mechiras chametz does not have the shma, a shtar mechiras karka does not have the shma. But you know what? Those three have to be the shma. That's pretty important. Rabbi Elazar Shita is that a shtar kinyan does not require any rayas. It's not even signed. So if it's not signed, so how does it fall? The answer is Eidei Mesira. See if you can get the Eidim. And they're present, and they'll tell you. Well. So you know what that would mean? The Gemara says, a great Kiddush. You have two different shtaros. And this is a shtar kinyan. You sold the karkatim al yedei shtar. Great. The shtar is not even signed. This is a shtar kinyan, Rabbi Elazar. How do you determine the validity of the shtar? The answer is mesira. You know what? So you have two different shtaros, the yotzim, yom echad. How do you know which one came first? The answer is pretty simple. Maybe it's hard to do, but it's simple. Just get the Eidei Mesira. No? Get the Eidei Mesira for Shtarei says, this happened in 10 in the morning. You know, somehow we have a second shtar, We don't have Edim, or the Edim come and say, it happened at 5 in the afternoon. That's like a no-brainer. The karka belongs to the first person, doesn't belong to the second person. The kinyan of the first came, of course, that's clear. We don't have those Edim Asira. Oh, so you know what Shmuel says? Shudadadayim. Let's try to figure out as best as we can, who is he most likely to go ahead and to sell this karka to? Person A or person B? Person A or person B? The Gemara says, Rav does not agree with this. Rav is like Rav Meir. Erechasimakarsi. You know what Erechasimakarsi means? Incredible. That no, in Eidim Asira. No, Eidim Asira. The Shtar speaks for itself. The Shtar speaks for itself. You don't need any external. The Shtar is its own spokesman. Because the Shtar is signed. You have to look for Eidim. Who says even you don't need any Eidim? You don't need Eidim. Who says you had any Eidim? The Shtar is self-sufficient. The Shtar is self-contained. The Shtar is made al atzma. You know, I'll use another phrase. The Shtar is made al atzma. You know what phrase I'm going to use? Muchach mitocha. The Shtar is self-sufficient. It's muchach mitocha. Oh, so that's what Tosus writes. If you have a Shtar that's made out of cheres, That's Muchach Mitocho. Now, I'm going to lend you $5. Just give me a shtar. I'm going to add a cheres. You know, all of a sudden that 5 became 5,000, 500,000, 5 million. You know, that's Muchach Mitocho. Yochel is daif. If you have 80 in Asira, you don't need Muchach Mitocho. That's the Chiddush of Tosos. According to Rabbi Meir, the shtar has to be self-sufficient, self-contained, Muchach Mitocho. And of course, That's Erechasimakarsi. That's something which is done. All right, wow. So you ready for this? Take a look, Suvas HaFzayid Adar Rashi. Take a look at the Tosos. Rashi, Rabbi Meir, the Tosos of Asfalema. You have a shtar, and you're ready for this. Pretty incredible. What is the date on the shtar? It doesn't have hours. Tosa says, ain't posting shows. It doesn't say this happened at noon, this happened at one, this happened at two. All the Shtar says, it happened on this day. What's the Muchach Mitocha? So are you ready for this? The Shtar has to be self-sufficient. The Shtar has to be self-explanatory. The shtar doesn't contain seconds. It doesn't contain chalokim. It doesn't contain hours. It only contains a date. So you ready for this? You ready for this? The kinyan is chal b'sof hayom. That's what Tosfos says. The shtar has to be muchach mitocho. And the shtar is only specific in terms of the day. You know what that means? That when you have a shtar of kinyas hakarka, the kinyan is chal b'sof hayom. The kinyan is chal b'sof hayom. Which means, pretty incredible, if you have two shtarot yotzim yamechad, you have two shtarot that are chal b'vasachas. It's not that one was chal early, one was chal later. It's just that I'm not sure which is first and which is second, so we have to try to figure out. That would be true if you hold Edim Asira Karsi. That's Shudah Divine, that's Shmuel. But Rav, who holds Rav Meir, Erechasima Karsi, you know what that means? The shtar has Muchach Mitocho. Muchach Mitocho means it's only Chal B'Sof Hayom. And therefore, guess what? The Sada is Knuya L'Shneihem B'Torah Zvada. Shneihem B'Torah Zvada. That's something amazing, no? You know what that means? That means that the Yachloku of Rav and that Sugya is the Yachloku the Torah Zvada, it is not the Akloku, the Torah Safek of Ramanu to the Safek Hot. No? Alright, this you have to cause a little bit, no? And then we'll pick. Okay. Yeah.